This is Trahant Reports, a commentary about Native American issues. I'm Mark Trahant. Indian country is rarely mentioned during a presidential State of the Union. That's too bad. There is so much a president could do to improve the administration of federal Indian policy. The president could urge Congress to fund treaty obligations as automatic. After all, it's essentially the same kind of spending as interest on the federal debt. A cost, by the way, that the Congressional Budget Office figures will triple in a decade, reaching some $800 billion. Or the president could insist on multi-year budgets for the Indian health system, making it so much easier to plan ahead, be more efficient, and improve health care. In a perfect world, the president would ask Congress to invest in the next generation of American Indians and Alaska Natives. Everyone talks about how important young people are. So why not do something, and do something substantial? Funny thing about that last point, that's exactly what President Barack Obama will propose in his annual message to Congress. Here is what he said in Tennessee. It was his preview of the State of the Union.
But we expect everybody to get a fair shot. And in exchange, we do our fair share. That's the basic bargain at the heart of this country. If you work hard, you can get ahead. It shouldn't matter what your last name is or what we look like or what family we were born into or how we worship. What matters is effort and merit. That's the promise of America. And the way we deliver on that is making sure that our education system works on behalf of every person who lives here. America thrived in the 20th century in large part because we made high school the norm. And then we sent a generation to college on the GI Bill, including my grandfather. Then we dedicated ourselves to cultivating the most educated workforce in the world, and we invested in what's one of the crown jewels of this country, and that's our higher education system.
Even though the president's message was broad, he was also giving an apt description of the 37 tribal colleges and universities. Then again, the president is not new to this issue. He's already championed increasing opportunity for Native students, most recently signing an executive order affirming that commitment. So any boost in funding for community colleges will likely result in more money for tribal colleges too. And that's a smart investment for a lot of reasons. First, consider the big picture, the budget. It's clear that the United States is on an austerity course. Money for education and other domestic programs has been shrinking, not growing, as measured by a share of the economy. But the entitlement side of the budget, Social Security, Medicaid, Medicare, is getting more expensive because of the sheer size of the baby boom generation. The problem is that the country is not investing enough in the next generation. Instead, it's sadly young people with student debt, now exceeding some $1.2 trillion more than any other type of household debt. It's we baby boomers who should be shouting about the stupidity of this policy. Fact is, we need young people to be as successful as possible and as quickly as possible to pay for our retirement. The generation called the Echo Boomers is huge, some 90 million people. In fact, the most common age in America right now is 22 years old. This generation will require more education in order to be successful in an information-based economy. The Georgetown Center on Education and the Workforce estimates that 62% of all jobs will require at least some college education by 2018. So the time is right to increase the investment in education in general, and especially for tribal colleges and universities. I've had a chance to visit more than a dozen tribal colleges, and every time I'm impressed by the students and the ideas that are generated from these campuses. They are innovation centers, something sorely needed in Indian country, especially as the federal government shrinks. Add it all up, and it's why President Obama's plan is exactly the right policy.
Congress isn't likely to open its checkbook after the State of the Union. That is, unless enough people tell members how critical this investment is to the future of the country. I'm Mark Trahant reporting.
workforce in the world. And we invested in what's one of the crown jewels of this country, and that's our higher education system.